When you first walk through the entry arch, as we call it, the brick wall, you're greeted with an absolute spectacle, Diagon Alley. It's so rich in detail. It's stunning in every level and every layer. I compared to almost reading a book, the pages, unfolding another page and seeing another layer of detail. Anybody I've walked through there the last few days have been absolutely amazed by it.
And when you go in deeper, what are things from the books that people would notice? Like, I know the joke shop from the Weasley brothers is there, and of course Gringotts.
We have the Weasley's, Wizard Weasley's shop, and it's amazing inside and outside. It's several levels high with tons of amazing details and little things you can purchase, but all the magic that they created within the Harry Potter world. We have Ollivanders. We have the most amazing Ollivanders. It's very special. It's an exact recreation of the film set from London. In fact, Diagon Alley is almost a replica of the film set, and we've worked very hard to get all the textures, colours, details all absolutely perfect. And of course, at the end of Diagon is the dragon on top of Gringotts Bank.
What kind of pressure is that creatively, to know that your fans know this world so well and they want to walk into exactly what they know from the books?
I think coming from the films gave me a very good insight into the vision we had to recreate, and it's my job to carry that vision forward and work with the team here in Orlando to realize it. How do you turn a film set into a real building? It's a huge challenge, hiding all those modern details that you don't want to see, but making people believe they've traveled back in time to this more romantic Victorian period of England.
Did you have strong support and maybe extra funding this time around because Hogsmeade was such a success that Universal and its backers were willing to really put a lot of effort behind this Diagon Alley?
I'd say Universal came to Diagon Alley with a much grander vision. We learned a lot from Hogsmeade and Hogwarts, and that was groundbreaking in its time for Universal, a very new level of detail, of immersion, and we've taken that and gone a lot further.
Escape from Gringotts. Can you tell us about the story that occurs in the movie and how that's replicated in the ride?
The Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts is an amazing ride, and it starts really with the exterior of the bank. It's all one seamless experience. And when you first walk up Diagon Alley, you see the dragon atop the bank, very dramatic, breathing fire on you. And then you enter the bank and step into the banking hall lobby. It's a stunning, spectacular space, and it's marble, with beautiful marble floors. The goblins are there working on their desks. It's quite menacing in a way, like, oh my gosh, I'm a muggle, I'm allowed into Gringotts Bank. But the whole journey all the way to the actual ride and going in the caverns of Gringotts is really special. But our goal was to make it all one seamless experience. It's not a queue and a ride, it's all one big journey and one big experience.
And people have been telling me one of the successes of Harry Potter is that it's great for little kids and it's great for adults. How did you bring that experience to life for both age groups when you created Diagon Alley?
We're trying to design this world for every age. So we think from every eye level in a way. Sometimes we sit on the ground and look up and say, how does it look from a child's eye? We have to make sure they can see everything as well. And so that creates challenges, but very easy challenges to deal with really when you're trying to cater for everybody to get the best experience.
What about for people who are not Harry Potter readers or viewers? Why should they come and check out Diagon Alley?
When people come to check out Diagon Alley, they don't have to be a fan. They just have to be interested. And we've found that a lot of people who've come to visit Hogwarts and Hogsmeade have now become fans and want to know more about this very new world they're experiencing. They've never seen anything like it before. Diagon Alley, again, will open up their eyes to old England, London, and the spectacular kind of romanticism of the detailing, all the leaning buildings, the colours. It's all very different, and I think it'll encourage people to read the books and get to know about Harry Potter.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.